In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Continuing to talk about the movie Just a Bit Outside with our guy Mark Kass, who joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at Mark Kass, KASSWIAHOF. That is a very long Twitter handle, Mark.
You know, I have a lot of names and a lot of titles, unfortunately, right now. But, you know, right now it's all about this movie. You know, I've been working on this project now for about 6 weeks, and every day it just becomes like, wow. Everybody wants to talk about it. Everybody wants to say great things about it. It's been the most amazing thing I've worked on in a long time.
Okay, I agree with you that I think it's amazing. Charlie and I, my producer, were just talking about this because I was looking at going this morning and then my kid was sick, so I ended up having to stay home until it was time to come in for the show. But there were like, you know, 10, 15 showings on this Discount Tuesday at the Marcus, and these theaters were like half full last night when I was looking for these early showings, which blew my mind. And then yesterday, you guys announced next week you're expanding the footprint of different Marcus theaters around the state that are going to have showings of this.
Where this is actually going into other theaters now. We're going outside of Marcus, which is great. I mean, you know, Marcus has been a wonderful partner, but now we're actually moving into like some of the independents throughout the state. So we're going into Cedarburg. We're going up into like Eau Claire, into Rhinelander,
Portage.
I mean, it's just interesting. We're getting requests from all over the state because there are people out there. And the other thing that's kind of interesting, Sparky, we're getting requests from all over the country. You know, how do I stream this? How do I watch this? You know, there are Brewer fans all over the country who want to see this movie. And, you know, right now it's only in Wisconsin and in Illinois. But it's just been an amazing response. If you go on and you read the reviews, I think there's one individual who actually gave it 4.5 stars. Everybody else gave it 5 stars. I mean, I'm talking about over 80 reviews. How often does that happen?
It doesn't.
I mean, it's just been an amazing response. I've sat in the theater now twice and watched it with a crowd. And, you know, I'm not going to ruin it here for you, but everybody cheers, everybody laughs. And at the end, I'll tell you, some people cry. And everybody knows how this ends, right? You know, we all know how the movie ends, unfortunately. But it still doesn't matter. People, they're in there like they're watching a game.
And it's amazing. It really is amazing. And a very cool thing, obviously, put together. Let's talk about a very cool event coming up here in short order with Brewers great Jim Gantner.
Yeah, he'll be with me tomorrow night. Actually, we'll be out at the Ridge. There's a 6:25 showing of the movie, and after the movie's done, he'll probably watch a little bit of it with the group, and then afterwards he'll be on stage with me. We'll do a Q&A. We'll take audience questions. You know, I did this a couple weeks ago with a couple of the players who were in town and ended up, I think people stayed afterwards for like 45 minutes for Charlie Moore and Corbin Thomas.
Wow.
And it was amazing. I think, I don't know if I told you the story yet, Sparky, but there was a group of women for Moore who had a sign that they held up in the bleachers in 82 and had kept it in their home for 42 years. And they brought it there and had him autograph it and photo with it. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. People love that team. People love those players. I mean, you talk about Robin Yount, you talk about Molitor, but everybody on that team, people just love that team.
You know, that's the thing. And I don't know if we've ever seen anything like it, because that cult-like, religion-like following is usually reserved for the Green Bay Packers in this state.
Right.
And even when the Bucs made their championship run, which was absolutely phenomenal and awesome, it still never really got to the level of what we're talking about. And mind you, we're talking about, what, 60,000 people, 65,000 people, whatever they were guessing it was, down there in the Deer District watching it. With the Brewers and that squad, it was at a whole completely different level, again, because they were so much in the community, more so than athletes are today.
You know, we had the event for the movie about now, actually it was a couple weeks ago now, and when we had all the players out on the blue carpet, it was like all of them were rock stars. People couldn't shoot enough pictures. They couldn't take enough, you know, they couldn't get enough autographs. They couldn't just kind of say hi to the guys. And what's neat for me is all the players loved it. All the players wanted to talk to the people. They wanted to interact with fans. They loved that. Even though it's been a long time, they loved that. The thing that's cool for me now, things we're seeing, Spark, is we're seeing kind of generation things happen here. There are individuals who lived through this season who are taking their kids and saying, here's what it was like in 82. Here's what the season was like. I think it also helps the movie, to be honest, what's going on this kind of with this year's team, the Brewers. Having a great season, underdog mentality for this team. Nobody expected them to be good. And, you know, I think as long as the Brewers are going good, I think the movie's going to go good. I think there was originally hope. They actually hoped for a couple weeks. Now we're hoping, maybe through the end of October. There is some options they're looking at. Again, no promises yet. Options for streaming things that could occur down the line. They're actually working on an extended version, hopefully to come out sometime either this year or next. It's just there's been so much interest in the team. I think we all maybe forgot how much we all love these guys. But there is so much love for this team still throughout this city.
Mark,
and state, to be honest.
Has there been any talk about doing a showing after a Brewers game or on a Brewer off day at American Family Field? Because, you have Fan Appreciation Day.
Right?
Fan Appreciation Day is on Saturday. They have a 6:15 start. It's on Fox only. Game gets done, and you show the movie like 20, 25 minutes after if people want to stick around and watch the movie. Or Monday will be an off day before the wild card round. That might be something fun to do on Monday night before the wild card round starts. I don't know. I'm brainstorming on the air, Mark.
I think you're throwing out ideas, all which are good ideas. No, I've not heard about that. Obviously, for the movie guys here, for them, it was, who was the first people to step up, and that was Marcus Theaters. So kind of Marcus Theaters agreed to work with them to get this movie out. So there's a lot of loyalty there. There's a lot of, really kind of feeling really, really helpful to them. But I think over time you may see something like that. I think you may see, I just love these kind of player Q&As. I mean, kind of like I said, when we had Charlie and Gorman, it was like they were cult, and they were telling stories. Oh, my God. They were on stage. They were laughing at each other. They were telling stories about hanging out together. You'll hear that tomorrow night from Gantner about his relationship with Yount and Mahler. So what's neat to me was when I got to meet all these guys and kind of hang out with them for that week, is they all still connect. They still talk to each other. They still send kind of emails to each other and texts. They still are friends. Which, maybe I think what's neat about the team, and I heard this from a number of them, is that for these guys, we're in the clubhouse early, and after the game, we're in the clubhouse late. I mean, I heard a couple of them say that they would ask the staff for the keys.
Correct.
So that they could lock up.
Well, because they'd sit around and drink beer and play cards.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Just hang out together. I mean, how often do you see that now? And come on, let's be honest. This team nowadays would be tough because of social media. But, what they did back then as a team was what's funny, they had fun both on and off the field. Let's just say that.
Time with Mark Cass. A big event coming up tomorrow in New Berlin at the Ridge. Jim Gattner doing a Q&A after the 6:25 showing, I believe you said. Is that thing sold out, or can people still get tickets?
No, it's getting close, though. We've had a big run today. We just put this together in the last 24 hours. Jim, I know Jim very well. He's a family friend. He agreed to do this. We actually announced it like 8 o'clock last night. We probably sold out over half the theater already. We expect it to sell out. I would encourage anybody who wants to go to quickly hit online and to get your tickets. It's going to be a fun night. Jim, as you know, Sparky, he's a character. I mean, there's some great lines in the movie about him, about things he says, about the way he says it. And, he's just an original guy, and he's a guy I really enjoy talking to.
That's good stuff. Again, go check it out. Go buy your tickets now for the Ridge in New Berlin tomorrow. 6:25 show, and then you can hang around after and do a Q&A with Jim Gattner, Brewers. Great. Mark, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Always good to be here. And you got to get out to see it, Sparky. I want to hear your review. I want to hear you talk about it.
I guarantee you I will. Thank you so much. There he is, Mark Cass.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You betcha. Take care. Mark Cass on Twitter, @MarkCass, WIAHOF.